the Improvised Movie Director Podcast are performing live at the Brighton Fringe, Saturday the 20th and Sunday the 21st of May, 1 p.m. at the Temple Bar. Go to brightonfringe.org for details.
When I am bored of cleaning the big enchanted castle and waiting for a beautiful woman to arrive to wrest my master from the grips of his terrible curse and free us all, I like to listen to the Improvised Movie Director Podcast. Everything you about to hear on this podcast is completely improvised. The film title and director's names are kept secret from the guests and the team until the moment they hit record. They are about to work together to create a film that will undoubtedly be a box office smash hit, and maybe, just maybe, will break the curse that turned me into this candlestick. In the meantime, I have some cleaning to do, some dusters to flirt with, and you are very, very welcome to be our guest on this week's episode of the Improvised Movie Director Podcast.
Quentin Tarantino said, "I steal from every movie made." Oh yeah, Tarantino, slipping his fingers into the pockets of filmmakers and pilfering whatever he fancies. Inspiration isn't the only thing he's stolen. Kill Bill, Volume 2, that's 2 hours and 18 minutes of my life I'll never get back. Well, today's director has stolen the heart of the nation with their latest cinematic offering, and it may well be their finest work yet. I'm Martina Minow, and I'm joined today by Eunice Sneak, director of Star Trek. Welcome, Eunice! Come on in! So, Eunice, thank you so much for joining us. I know you've got a very busy schedule. How are you today?
I'm very well, Martina. Thank you for having me on the show today. I'm very, very pleased about this new film I've got coming out. I think it's going to be a big hit.
Oh, I agree. Star Trek was inspired. You know, I'm not often moved to tears, but this film, it touched me.
Well, you know, as always, there's a through line of strong family values, and good triumphing over evil that goes through all my films. You know, so when we had my original work, which is very art house based, on Lord of the Schwings, that was, you know, strong family values in that one.
Yes.
And of course for Star Trek, we returned to that.
Yes, yes, and I felt that. And I do love a film with a strong moral pulse to it, and this definitely had it. Now look, Eunice, obviously I've watched it immediately, but for those who haven't seen it yet, what's it all about?
So it's essentially a swamp opera. You know, we've had opera-style things mm-hmm, done in many settings, mm-hmm. but never in a kind of more pedestrian setting, I'd say. One that we all know, characters that we all know. Basically, there's a local ogre who is called away to fight in space. It's essentially
yes,
the crux of the
yes. I love that. Yes, a swamp opera. I do like the idea of taking something that's very haute couture and making it very accessible, just put it in a swamp.
Mm. Exactly.
Yes, I love that. Well, my chums at the Royal Opera House, well, they're not going to like that, are they? Swamp opera. But I was here for it. I'm progressive.
Well, I don't care for opera nerds, so they can shove it, basically.
Yes, yes. Stick that in your aria.
I make films for me.
Well, we see the local ogre called up to fight in space, Star Shrek. We get it right out at the beginning. Let's cut to that opening sequence out in the swamp. We see Shrek, the local ogre, and we see him get that mind-blowing news. He's got to leave the swamp.
Mm.
Let's cut to...
Welcome the Federations of the Sky Swamp. Chancellor Borgeshomanana, Chief Oregon, Kim Kardashian's cat, Shrek.
Aye.
You come before the council for crimes against space.
Oh no!
We've had a trial. You wasn't present, that's how space law works. I will now bring out the scroll. Bring me the scroll.
Yes, ma'am. The scroll.
Thank you, Kim Kardashian's cat. Even I, face have never seen such a punishment. You are going down, down, down.
No!
That's not the whole punishment.
There's more?
Not just to Earth, but to the swamps of Earth in New Orleans.
No, that's not my swamp type. I like a swamp that's mildly acidic, not quite acidic. Oh, no.
That's not how punishment works. Now to the shuttle.
I remember you, Queen of Space. All the time.
Everyone remembers me. I have a great stylist.
Your fashion sense has a good advantage!
Now, for some light music from Michael Bubbles.
We got a great song tonight. Okay, so here we go. Space is cool. Space is cool.
Super the pop pop pow.
Yeah, space is cool.
God, I really hate Michael Bublé.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid, you know, Universal Studios would only fund the picture if I put a Bublé song in every two scenes.
Is that? I wondered why you'd done that, yeah. Eunice. He is the most insufferable twerp.
Yeah, see, he is, but he, you know, mums do love him.
Mm.
He really gets the mums going.
Yes,
there's no two ways about it.
You're right, actually. You can't go to a PTA without them frothing at the mouth.
And it does balance the film because, you know, obviously, typically, it's more of a kind of a boys' film. Mm. But, you know, you've got Bublé in there.
I see what you're doing there. Okay, well, let's see how it goes throughout the film. Okay, so Queen of Space, mm-hmm. who, by the way, looks phenomenal, mm-hmm. want to meet their stylist, mm-hmm. banishes Shrek to a quite acidic swamp.
I know. Well, this is reflected in my life when, you know, I had to go and live in Florida for a time because of work. Well, not my work, but my dad's. And it was yet a very terrible time in my life. All the other kids used to pick on me, make fun of my accent, make fun of my name, because it was an unusual name.
Yes.
And so I used a bit of my real life in the film.
You know, I saw quite a lot of pain in this film, and I thought, I wonder where that's come from. And it's your own trauma. I like that you've monetized that. Well done.
Thank you,
I've tried to monetize mine, but people don't seem that interested.
Blog for the Times.
Yes, I've been podcasting for a long time, but we only have 37 followers. Well, look, here we go. Let's see when he arrives at the swamp. And do you know what? There was a certain arrogance about Shrek because he thought, well, I'll arrive at the swamp. I'll get established. Mm-hmm. But actually, there's already a pretty strong swamp community.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, and Kim Kardashian's cat is there to show him around a little bit and get him settled up for his banishment. Pretty Saki is Kim Kardashian's cat. You know, Shrek thinks one thing, cat tells him what it's all about.
I think everybody needs a cat to kind of keep you in line, actually. Okay, well, let's cut to that scene where Shrek arrives at the swamp. He's not best pleased, but hey, neither are they. Mm-mm. And there's a healthy bit of conflict here, I felt. Let's cut to...
Let's have a look.
Welcome, Shrek. It's me, Kim Kardashian's cat. I'm part of the welcome committee. I'll be taking you to your mansion.
Oh, there is a new ogre in town and I'm here to enjoy myself, okay? I don't need to be told what to do.
Told what to do? You really think you're going to a mansion?
No.
I'm going to a jazz club. Goodbye. Scuttle, 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 scuttle.
That's Kim Kardashian's cat. Oh. It has eyelashes for days, but a sarky tone to it too, ah.
Well, what have we got here?
Not you again.
Yeah, it's me, Madame Swamp.
I thought I'd seen the last of you in Hawaii.
Oh, Hawaii was just the beginning of it.
Madame Swamp.
Shrek your poo. How's Fiona?
She's quite distressed at the moment because I'm not there and around to help with the kids and that.
I can imagine. She seems like a woman that can't handle it, unlike me.
Oh, you know.
I do know, that's why I said it. I thought I established that already.
Yeah.
So what you doing here in this swamp? I thought you're too big for this. You're shooting for the stars, I heard last time.
And I did, but the Queen of Space stood in my way.
Ah, what an impeccably dressed woman.
She got them clothing items sorted and done.
Are you okay? Is it the fumes from the swamp going to your head?
It's quite acidic here.
Well, you're going to have to get used to it because it's real spicy down here.
You have Madam Swamp, I can see that. You know your way around these parts, don't you?
And you? You are just a guest here, so you're going to have to earn it. And you're going to start by cleaning up this swamp area right here. Grab a mop. Oh, you bring your own mop, do you?
I do, and I know this one off by heart.
Oh, go for it while I sit here and just steam.
Mopping.
I'm gonna stop you there, Shrekky Poo.
Swamp away.
Have you come down here to this New Orleans swamp to mock us?
I wouldn't dare mock Louisiana. But I do have a problem with being stuck here with a cat that's got a grin that's cheesy to death.
I tell you one thing, if you want to make it here, you're going to have to take it seriously. Now I want you to clean up and let me just hear a real good song. Because that's how you make it here in a swamp, with musicality. But I'm here, Shrek.
Feeling my way around somewhere new.
Oh, stop it, there's kids watching.
Working my way through the swamp.
Oh, you were like you worked your way through so many princesses?
A sticky, muggy bog to boot.
Yeah. Well, Shrek, if you want to make it here in this swamp, I'm going to tell you one thing, and you better listen clearly. You have got to clean it up with musicality. You gotta sing it, Shrek. Yeah, sing it, Shrek.
I gotta sing it, Shrek.
You gotta sing it, Shrek.
I need the help from you.
Well, I'll think about it. Let's find out in the next scene.
Is that Michael Bublé? Swamping about.
Hey, Mommy, why is Michael Bublé everywhere? I'm scared.
Come along, swamp child. Don't worry. Avert your eyes. Go back to Canada.
I hope he does go back to Canada, but I suspect he doesn't.
No, as I said, every two scenes we had to put in a Michael Bublé song. It was contractually obliged. So even though some of the songs towards the end were really scraping the barrel, we put them in for Universal.
Okay, well, I suppose that's capitalism. Well, look, okay, I really love the dynamic between Madame Swamp and Shrek, who wouldn't dare mock Louisiana.
No.
No. So he needs her help, but I wasn't quite sure. What does he need her help to do?
Well, I mean, when the Queen of Space banished Shrek, he was always thinking about getting home to his wife Fiona and his kids. However... You know, that original plan is now being slightly derailed.
Oh, really?
I don't know if you noticed the smouldering sexual tension between Madame de Swamp and Shrek. I mean, he just wanted to rummage in that slightly acidic bog.
Oh, well, Haven't we all had that urge? But yes, I did see the sexual tension there, and I thought to myself, this is why it's an 18. I wasn't sure at the beginning, and I thought, no, that's it. It's the bog. That's what it is. That's made it an 18. So, actually, and I know there's a bit of backstory between Madame Swamp and Shrek. When she talks about Fiona Poo, you know, there's obviously a little bit of history there. What happened between them before?
Well, if we get the budget going forward, so we're going to do a prequel called... Wait a minute, I'm trying to get something. Star Shrek, No, nothing's coming, I'm afraid.
We could call it Start Shrek.
Start Shrek, yep, go with that.
We'll go with that.
Start Shrek is what we're going to call
the prequel, and that's what the source of the tension. But let's talk about that tension. Is it true that this is based on actually their real chemistry in real life? I heard they actually hate each other.
I mean, yes, because unfortunately, obviously playing Shrek was Johnny Depp, because he can't get work with his real face at the moment. No one will take him on. It's very, very sad. And then, of course, playing Madame de Swamp was Michelle Obama.
Oh, I love her. She's great.
She doesn't want that much... attention of the public eye, so they both really enjoyed doing these parts with lots of prosthetics.
Yeah, love it, love it. All right, so he wanted to get back to Fiona, but he's got a little bit sidetracked. And actually, it's not just pure physicality. I think there is an emotional connection between Madame de Swamp and Star Shrek. They have a really lovely connected scene as sun is setting on the swamp. All the swampy animals are going to bed.
Yep.
All the fairy tale creatures have gone off for their exploits. It's just the two of them. A little bit of Bublé in the background, and there's actually a nice bit of connection there.
Oh, absolutely, because, I mean, at the heart of it, they do feel for each other.
Yes.
They're both creatures of the swamp, different swamps, but, you know, swamps have a lot in common.
Yeah.
And they have this moment of connection, which was reflected from my real life, where I met another English boy at school in Florida.
I'm glad.
So... That's definitely there. Some of the references they make are slightly strange, out of place for Star Shrek, but
lots of very English boarding school based references.
Absolutely,
I understand them now. Well, look, pH levels are rising. Let's cut to the next scene.
Oh, good night, little birdies. Off you fly. Oh, I know you're only 8 years old, but I'm just gonna leave you here with these strangers.
Sweet dreams.
Ah, so what a first day we have had, Shrek.
The sun is setting, and the day is setting too.
Oh, I wonder where you're gonna rest your head.
Yeah, I've been thinking the same. This prison sentence is worse because you have to make so many choices about where you're going to go. They can't just pop you in a cell. No, you have to find your own way around.
So true. More... spotted dick from dinner?
I'd love to. I've only just got over the bourbon biscuits, but I'm gonna have the spotted dick myself.
Oh, Shrek, you are just so delectable.
It's like the Oxford boat race running again. But this time we're even Stevens with Cambridge.
And no one's watching this time.
No, the cox has gone. The other seven have gone too. It's just you and me.
Are you gonna go to the beat of my drum? If that's how rowing works?
Up, two, three, four.
Up, two, three, four. Up, two, three, four. Shrek, I've got something to tell you.
The swamp, what is it?
All those years ago when the little tryst we had, I didn't tell you about, you have a swamp baby.
An oglet of my own from you?
From us, Shrek. I've been keeping it from you, mainly because you literally have not been on this planet.
I've been in my own world, figuratively and literally. We have a family together. Oh, what's Fiona going to think? What am I going to think? Oh no.
Doesn't matter what Fiona thinks, it's about what we think. But I sent the child away.
Oh, good. Like a house servant. Say, off your pop.
Exactly that. you understand that the child may come back when they're 18 or maybe in the summers and things like that, but yeah. It's not here. But I just wanted you to know that from my loins came things from your loins.
Madame de Swamp, are you trying to seduce me again?
Maybe. I'm just going to swamp my nose.
Oh.
Don't get up to anything.
Wow. I guess it's just you and me, Michael Bublé.
Yes, that's right. It's only me. Scooba da ba ba wow. Fly me to the moon. Oh, Michael, not now. Your bubbles are getting in my eyes. Oh. Let's bring stuff up. Oh, no, he's drowning. He's drowning in the swamp.
Let him go.
Why, I see you've swamped your nose.
Yes, I wanted to get into something more comfortable. But the people of the swamp have been whispering about us.
Rumors.
Rumors. But the rumors are true.
Yes, because we...
Because it actually happened, yes.
Because it's entirely obvious.
We're very vocal.
Yes, and very loud.
Yes. And they don't like it. People from two worlds coming together. We're going to make a choice. Either we are separate and I keep my crown, or we're together and we have to live in isolation.
Sod Fiona, I want you.
Oh, you're making the decision for me then.
Do you want me?
I want you too. Let's go somewhere a little bit more public.
Wow, that's some nose swamping.
I've got to be honest, doesn't look like much of a punishment to me.
No, and you've hit the nail on the head, because obviously, you know, the Queen of Space does the, you know, routine prisoner check-in.
Yes.
And she finds that Shrek is enjoying himself.
Yes.
You know, he's wrestling the gator throughout the swamp, and he's having a whale of a time. And this very much irks her, because, you know, she's getting the report from Kim Kardashian's cat.
Mm.
You know, we haven't even seen them for a while, but they're always there.
Yes.
Kim Kardashian's cat is always there.
Yes.
So yeah, and the Queen of Space plans to break up the happy couple.
Yes, and quite a cunning plan. She sends Fiona Poo.
Oh, she does.
And Fiona Poo interrupts the mid-tryst, and well, this is where the swamp opera really comes to life.
Mm.
They have an operatic standoff. Fiona Poo, Madame de Swamp, Shrek, and Kim Kardashian's cat. Mm. Let's see.
Oh, and even though Michael Bublé genuinely did drown in the swamp and die because we had very, very poor safety standards on set, he was digitally put back in, so there's still songs every two scenes.
Yeah.
For all the Bublé fans, don't worry about
that. He just won't go.
No.
No. Okay, let's see that big standoff. We've got Kim Kardashian's cat, the Queen of Space, Shrek, and Fiona Poo, and it's all kicking off. Let's see it.
Oh, what have you got yourself into this time, Fiona? Oh, gosh, she's left you alone. Shrek! Shrek, where are you? The kids have got a trip, and the sandwiches need making.
Fiona.
What is happening here?
Well, Fiona Poo, don't you look average?
Oh, stop it. Don't judge me. I'm a mother raising people. I don't have to just dress up to go on a trip. Who looks fabulous after a travel from space?
Sorry for shaming you, but I have a character trait to follow through on.
Oh, shut up with your stories. Get out of the way.
Oh, this couldn't possibly get any worse unless the Queen of Space appears.
Yes, I am the Queen of Space.
I'm dazzled by your fashion.
Thank you very much. From this angle, and this angle. Shrek, you came to this swamp as a punishment, and you seem to just be having a great old time, and this is not how punishments work. Well, I'll tell you what punishment is, being left alone. No one even told me about this thing. Please, I know you are a stressed mother, but stop. Yeah, stop.
Three matriarchal figures all in my life. All have had an impact, and now they all meet as one.
Yeah, so what you gonna do, Shrek?
Yeah, what you gonna do, Shrek? Yeah! There's men in the swamp speaking again. What are you going to do, Shrek? Make a choice. 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 Make a choice.
My time has come to make a vow.
Make a vow.
My time has come to choose somehow.
Somehow!
I deserve my punishment. I know this to be true.
Yes, it's true.
But how will I do it with you, you or you?
Well.
Who will punish me?
Well, Shrek, you left me with the kids, you squib. I want you to stay here with your illegitimate kids. Take me out of it. I don't care. I'm off. Someone put me in a chateau.
Fiona, no.
Oh, shut up. If you cared, you would have told me something about this.
Well, Shrek, seems like you got less of a choice now.
Man to swamp, you wouldn't desert me.
I'm a woman who knows herself. A woman that won't just be left on the shelf. So how dare you put me into this decision here? We're not equals, you are not my peer. So goodbye, Shrek.
No! Bye. Madame the Swamp! No!
I'm a 10 and you're a minus 5. Oh,
that's 15 short.
Well, Shrek, it seems your punishment is true. You thought you had a choice in this? It was all set up by the Federation.
The psychological warfare of the Queen of Space! I should have seen it coming!
That's why I dress so well. No one sees it coming when you're impeccably dressed.
Yes. How could I have been so stupid? How could I have let both people in my life go? I face my punishment. I know I deserve it. Do what you need to do.
I'm literally doing it now. This was your punishment. And now you'll be in the swamp forever. Just with Michael Bublé.
No! No!
It's no! Christmas every day!
Stuck with me, stuck with me, stuck with me, stuck with me. I'm singing and over-pronouncing every little thing that I do to make a living nightmare of you. When you're trying to sleep, you can't, 'cause I'm singing. When you're trying to think, you can't, 'cause I'm singing. When you're trying to cry, you can't, 'cause I'm singing. Mikey Bubbles always here for you. Yes, Mikey Bubbles always here for you.
No!
That was a punishment. I think we've all learned a lot.
Yes, certainly. And, you know, family values dictate that there can't always be a happy ending.
No. Don't F with the Queen of Space. That's what I've learned.
He's got like 17 kids and he doesn't see any of them.
Well, he deserves it. He deserves every Bublé moment. Well, look, that was a really strong moral imperative film, but I have heard rumour of another. Is
yes.
that true?
So we've already been commissioned for the sequel to Star Shrek, which is Star Shrek Revenge of the Swamp Walker.
Oh, lovely. Let's see a trailer for that. So Star Trek Revenge of the Swamp Walker by Eunice Sneak. Let's cut to the trailer.
From the makers of Star Shrek, one ogre, one journey, and a whole host of characters.
Oh, no!
Gosh, isn't this
something bad's happening in this thing. Oh no, what's going on? Hey, stop doing that!
Meow, meow. Oh my God, that's amazing. I love that so much. I'm going to eat you up, Mr. Jar Jar Binks.
Hello, I like to play video games. How about you? I've got a PlayStation 4.
And that song that's all over TikTok.
Dance, dance, dance revolution, dance revolution. Dance, dance, dance revolution, dance revolution.
Coming to the cinemas this fall. Also on DVD.
What a dance revolution. Well, look, Eunice, it's been an absolute hoot, but do you have any final words of wisdom for our listeners?
Yeah, if you want to be a successful film director, you have to get sponsorship.
You have to get sponsorship.
Always.
Always. Thank you to our sponsors today, Podbean. Do try and listen to us. We work very hard. Gentlemen, we have been the Improvised Movie Director Podcast with special thanks to today's guest director, Rory Vieira, and our in-house improvisers, Ryan J. Murphy, Monica Gaga, and Sarah Weiler.
The Improvised Movie Director Podcast are performing live at the Brighton Fringe, Saturday the 20th and Sunday the 21st of May. 1 p.m. at the Temple Bar. Go to brightonfringe.org for details.
IMDP is produced and edited by Steve Tanner. Theme music by Matt Brown and Johnny Griffiths. Episode artwork by Marty Sears. The Improvised Movie Director Podcast is a 4 Foot One Films production.